We're uptown, music and everything.
We deserve all the breaks we can get.
This little segment.
I tell you what, I'm glad you sponsored that music too, Dennis. That's a good thing that Alec brought right in there. Yeah, you want to talk about breaks, so give us the breaks. Break it to us.
Well, we've been talking about a lot of things that keep our cars going during the summer months coming up. Since May is spring car care month, we've been going through the things we need to do to kind of pay attention to get our vehicles ready going into the summer season. One of the things we're going to be doing is driving a lot more in this summer than we have during the winter and spring months. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're going to look at are our brakes. You know, the vast majority of brake services we do are more expensive than they have to be because the people have put off too long getting their brakes done, and it's done additional damage to the brake components. Mm. In most cars today, you're going to change your front brakes in the vast majority of situations are disc brakes this day and time.
Right.
The fronts do the majority of the stopping of the automobile. Really, the rear brakes only come into play the last little bit of the stopping process to bring the car to a halt. The rest of the, like, slowing down, adjusting its speed, and so forth, is done by the front brakes. So they, of course, wear out a lot quicker than the black ones. In most cases, you're going to change the pads on your front disc brakes two, possibly three times before you have to address the shoes on the rear brakes. And in some cases, some cars have four-wheel disc brakes, and really the same thing holds true as far as the rear brakes just aren't used as much. But one of the things is you want to keep an eye on your front brakes. A good way to do this is get a tire rotation. You know, tire manufacturers recommend that you rotate the tires every 10,000 miles. Usually with our regular customers, since a oil change interval is 3,000 miles, we recommend that they include the tire rotation every third oil change, so that way they stay on sync with not only their oil changes, but also the tire rotations. And anybody that's bought tires recently knows that you want them to last as long as possible because they've gotten crazy in price, like so many other things. In addition to that, when we rotate the wheels, it gives us a first-hand opportunity to really be able to take a close inspection of the brakes to see where they are in the process. Even if they're not getting to the point of being worn out, we can look at them and tell you what percentage of the pad is left and to help you gauge when you're ready for a brake service. So it doesn't come as a surprise to you. If you catch it in time, brake service doesn't have to be terribly expensive. Regrettably, a lot of them are, like I said, because they've been put off too long, and there's additional components that we have to replace as part of the brake service.
And Dennis, I was going to say this to you guys because I am obviously not a mechanic, and I don't, you know, I'm not that great at taking care of my vehicles growing up as a teenager and stuff like that. I knew it was time to change the brakes whenever I started seeing the black dust on my rim.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that, all this black dust on here? And what is that scraping noise that I constantly hear whenever I'm driving and putting on the brakes? So is that a telltale sign that you've gone too long? You start getting the black dust on your rims and stuff like that?
Well, really, you're going to have black dust all along, Alex. You just need to wash your front wheels. But that's the residue from the substance that pads are made of today. You know, they took asbestos out of the brake pad like they did so many other components on our automobiles. And, they really went through a process, to find something that had the same durability, as asbestos did. And they finally arrived at that. But one of the downsides is, in fact, that you get the, black dust that comes off of them and has to be cleaned off pretty regularly. But no, that's just a sign of the normal wear.
Okay.
Now, most modern brakes have what we call a warning clip on it. And it's a little clip that's on the side of the brake pad. And when you start, the surface on your pad starts getting down to a lower level, it starts touching the rotor. So if you're driving alone, you start hearing a tweety sound coming from your, front of your car. That's your warning clip telling you, okay, it's time to take the car in and get the front brakes done. It doesn't last long. It's a good warning sign, but it doesn't last forever. So once you hear that chirping sound, it's time to, you don't want to put off getting the brakes done to avoid additional cost.
Great tips from Dennis Whittingham about your brakes from Precision Tune Auto Care. Tell us about your store, Dennis.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there next to the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day, give our guys a chance to celebrate this solemn holiday that we have. But we'll be open and back to business on Tuesday. So come by anytime. You don't need an appointment. But if you have a question or need to make an appointment, you can give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Excellent stuff, Dennis. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Everybody, please be safe out there this morning.